can you be led by the Spirit? Do you believe that God has called you to a career? Do you believe He led you to a company or school or ballet troupe or sports arena for a purpose? I'm convinced that most Christians have never asked themselves that question or answered it. Would you like to have a little fun today? Let's ask ourselves the question and try to answer it. We might need to get a little counseling, coaching, or take gift tests of some sort to discover your gift. But if you're willing to embark upon this journey, I'm convinced that you'll get answers and your life will change. Psalm 139 reveals that your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Before you ever breathed the breath on earth, God had already charted a course for your life, your career, and your good works. It's already written in the book of heaven. Isn't that crazy? So if you're going to accomplish this amazing plan, you'll have to take three important steps. Number one, you'll need to commit to a God plan and not your plan. It requires total surrender and saying, like Luke 22, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Number two, you'll need to commit to transforming your mind. Romans 12 says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what is God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. It's difficult to live the perfect plan of God if your thinking stinks. It'll take some time and effort, but God will help you on this journey. Number three, you'll need to commit to being led by the Spirit of God. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Romans chapter 8. Wow. You become a true son or daughter of God when you're led by the Spirit. It's very clear in the Bible that God wants to lead you by His Spirit so that you can enter your true destiny and impact your home, your office, in ways that are seen and unseen, because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.